You're listening to the News at Noon, live and local on 104.1 WIKY.
The News at Noon is brought to you by Good Samaritan Home. The skilled nursing staff at Good Samaritan Home will take care of your loved one in a comfortable, home-like environment. Let our home be your home. Visit goodsamhome.org. Your tri-state weather today, mostly sunny with a few afternoon clouds and a high of 72. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 47, a 30% chance of isolated showers. And tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 66 and a 30% chance of showers, mainly in western Kentucky and before noon. Right now, 66 at 104 FM, WIKY. Evansville police were alerted after a man arrived at the hospital with a gunshot wound on Sunday night. Emergency personnel at Ascension St. Vincent say the man was conscious and alert. He's going to survive. He told police he was walking in the area of Linwood and Adams when a car drove up to him and someone shot him in the leg, and then the car drove off. Shortly thereafter, another car drove up and took him to the hospital. The victim was unable to give much information on the shooter or the Good Samaritan. Investigators were compiling information on the incident. Officers say they were checking locations. They haven't found the exact scene of the shooting, but they do say there's no threat in regard to public safety. A Fort Branch teen is in jail after driving the wrong way on U.S. 41 over the weekend. Indiana State Police say 19-year-old McCray Robinson showed signs that he was impaired and failed a field sobriety test. Robinson had a blood alcohol content of 0.16%. Robinson was charged with driving while intoxicated and a minor in possession of alcohol, both Class C misdemeanors. An Evansville woman's in jail on multiple charges after fleeing from Henderson police Saturday morning. 61-year-old Starla Cobb of Evansville allegedly tried to run an officer off the road, then tried to ram his vehicle after refusing to stop at the intersection of South Green and Chestnut Street. Henderson police say she'd been driving down the center line with her lights off. Police used spike strips to stop the car. Cobb faces numerous charges, including fleeing and wanton endangerment of a police officer. A Sunday morning traffic stop lands an Evansville woman in jail on multiple charges. A little after midnight Sunday morning, deputies saw a car at Old 41 and Diamond merge across three lanes without a turn signal. They ran the plate, and it came back to Kelly Fussner, which they discovered was an alias being used by 34-year-old Kelly Brand. She had an active warrant for manslaughter and drug possession. The manslaughter charge is in connection with the November 20th shooting on Fulton Avenue. 39-year-old James Coetz was killed. The woman who shot him says she did it because he was abusing her. Police are investigating a residential burglary Saturday in the 300 block of Washington Avenue. A woman reported she saw a friend inside her daughter's room touching her inappropriately while she was sleeping. She then shoved the offender out of the residence and resecured the door. Police say the victim told them she, her daughter, and friends had been drinking until about 3 a.m. No information was released about any arrests. Ahead of testimony to start week three of the trial of Derek Chauvin, some important decisions by the judge in the case. ABC's Mark Remillard reports.
The defense objected to the testimony of a professor who would further discuss the use of force and national standards for what is reasonable for officers. Defense attorney Eric Nelson said the testimony amounts to piling on top of the numerous other witnesses who have testified on the same issue. The judge decided he would allow the testimony but limited the scope. The judge also barred prosecutors from introducing an 11th-hour audio analysis of some of the video footage where the defense has suggested that George Floyd said he took too many drugs. The judge said that's for the jury to decide. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Unrest after the police shooting of a 20-year-old driver in Minnesota. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
Protests and looting in Brooklyn Center outside Minneapolis followed the shooting death of 20-year-old Dante Wright, who called his mother Katie to say he was being pulled over.
And I said, well, why did you get pulled over? He said they pulled him over because he had air fresheners hanging from the rearview mirror.
Police said Wright was found to have an outstanding warrant, but when they tried to take him into custody, he got back into his car.
One officer had fired a weapon, striking the driver. The vehicle continued and eventually crashed.
A woman in the car was injured. It's believed police body cameras were activated during the traffic stop. Aaron Katursky, ABC News.
A proposed tax on vaping products is getting favorable looks from state lawmakers. Approval could come even though an increase in the cigarette tax has died. Health officials say the vape tax supported by Senate Republicans isn't enough. However, Senate Appropriations Committee Chairman Ryan Mishler says the vaping tax is meant to have parity with tobacco. The negotiations between the Biden White House and Congress on the president's infrastructure plan begin in earnest this week now that lawmakers are back from recess. ABC's Karen Travers is in Washington with details.
President Biden today sits down with a group of bipartisan lawmakers from the House and Senate to talk about his $2.3 trillion infrastructure plan. This is the first of what the White House is saying will be a series of meetings with members of Congress to discuss the president's top legislative priority. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm on ABC's This Week on Sunday.
The president is willing to negotiate what this looks like. He knows that his current plan is going to be changed. That's the nature of compromise.
Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
It's 12:10, and you're listening to the News at Noon on 104 FM WIKY.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Stocks have backed off of last week's record highs. Late in the morning, the Dow Jones was down 70 points. The S&P 500 was off 9 points. The NASDAQ had given up 88. One of the fastest-growing metro areas is also one of the hottest real estate markets. More homes have been built in Dallas-Fort Worth than any other region. The median home price in North Texas was $313,000 in February, a $38,000 rise in the past year. Microsoft is making one of the biggest purchases ever, acquiring speech recognition company Nuance in a deal worth nearly $20 billion, including debt. For Microsoft, it's second only to the 2016 acquisition of LinkedIn. The newest hire at Domino's Pizza is not a driver, a cook, or clerk at the counter. In fact, it isn't a person at all, but a self-driving car. An autonomous vehicle made by Nuro will start delivering Domino's Pizzas this week as part of a pilot program. Jim Ryan, ABC News.